Incarceration of a father can have lasting impacts on a child's schooling. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Anna Haskins, assistant professor of sociology at Cornell University, explores how this affects children in surprising ways.
Research shows that children whose parents spend time behind bars have worse educational outcomes than kids whose parents haven't. But why is that? My research found that dads who have been incarcerated before their child is 9 years old are nearly 50% less involved in their child's schooling compared to fathers of the same race and income level who have never been incarcerated. And it's not necessarily because these fathers don't care about their child's education. I and my co-author, Wade Jacobson, found previously incarcerated fathers may avoid their child's school because they see it as a surveilling institution, an entity like a bank or hospital that has increased security, keeps formal records, and has direct connections to other public agencies, including the police. Most people don't think of schools as surveilling institutions. But with their increases in security guards and metal detectors, they can seem that way to people wanting to avoid any further contact with the criminal justice system. Another reason formerly incarcerated parents opt out of school involvement is to save face. Parents may choose to avoid the stigmatization and family embarrassment that comes with their criminal record being discovered online by teachers, school officials, and other parents. Given the incarceration rates in this country, nearly one in every 14 children will experience a parent's incarceration before adolescence. That's nearly three kids in every elementary school classroom whose father is half as likely to show up at parent-teacher conferences, attend a school play, read to his child, or help with their homework. Schools often offer the resources, information, and access to traditional avenues of social mobility that can make or break a child's future. So a parent's involvement in their child's education matters. As the number of school-aged children with incarcerated parents grows, there may be strong, lasting, and negative consequences from this vicious cycle.
That was Anna Haskins of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.